It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. GCHQ has told us, however, that she's over here, which doesn't stop her at all from talking about over there. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yeah, very well. Thank you. Yes, absolutely. From over here, but with a lot of enthusiasm about Europe, of course, and with a topic concerning Germany today. Germany and other countries, you will understand why I'm saying that now. It's about the Global Compact for Migration. This is an agreement paper that has been discussed in July, last July, at the United Nations in New York. It's a paper that is supposed to help regulating and bringing some harmony in how to deal with the huge wave of migrations that we are having, not only in one country, but in many countries of the world. Paper has been signed at the beginning by everybody except the United States. And then after that, Australia also pulled out, and different other European countries, by the same token, also pulled out. Those are more or less the usual countries that don't envision the world the same way. That is Hungary, Austria, Poland, Slovenia, Croatia, Denmark, all countries that do not want to sign this agreement in Morocco on the 10th of December 2018. Basically, this paper is absolutely not legally binding. That is the thing. It doesn't oblige any country that signs it to any sanction if certain clauses are not followed. It's almost like a letter of intent, and supposedly trying to bring people together on how to deal with migration, as I said before. So what are the points in there? Some of the points that I would say are the most interesting in terms of how to implement them would be to facilitate sustainable livelihoods in countries of origins. So one of the problems of migration, obviously, it's the fact that people are not able to have a decent life in their country of origins. And whatever the problem is, one of the solutions that is always talked about is how to help that becoming possible. Of course, it depends very much on what the problem is. Is that a political one? Is that an environmental one? Is that a social one? So this, such paragraphs, such clauses are very loose, and one would almost think not really helpful, even though it comes from a good intention. But the array of problems that could be the reason of departures are so different from each other that it's difficult to see how to act on those problems without interfering in the politics of a independent country. Another clause that is very important is how to care, how to assist, how to respect people who need to migrate, and basically how to continue apply human rights. And as we know, this is something that don't necessarily happens when countries face big waves of migrants. Then another phase of this pact would be once the migrants are into a country, how to, thanks to them, enrich societies from a human, social, economic point of view. Basically, how to integrate them and how to make sure that it's not a burden on the system of a country, but rather an advantage that can be used to strive all together. So coming back to Germany, I would say that what's interesting is that the CDU, which is the party of Chancellor Angela Merkel, which, as a reminder, is also the chancellor who allowed a couple of years ago many migrants in Germany, and led basically to many of the political struggles today. They think that Germany should not sign this agreement either. Why? Because they feel that they want to keep the right to deal with asylum seekers and with migrants as it is best for their own country, and not necessarily how it is best for the rest of the world. They want to decide what's right and what's wrong for themselves. So this is a kind of paradox coming from the party who actually until now really encouraged taking in migrants and asylum seekers in order to help them integrate in the German society. It also shows that after having now had all these losses in German states, they are definitely trying to counter that by taking a harsher stance on topics that have been now used by the extreme right in order to advance their agenda. So this is a topic that is also very much discussed in Switzerland. It's very unsure who is going to, at the end, sign this paper in Morocco on the 10th of December. But I feel that this is especially interesting because at the beginning there was like a consensus about this paper and a clear majority about it, especially because it's legally not binding. And now countries are trying, because of the political fractions, because of the rise of the extreme rights, parties that were more open to immigration are also taking a much harder position in order to secure their own political future, which is in truth definitely now in danger if you look at the last German results in different states. So it's interesting to see that parties are basically struggling for survival, and it takes what it takes, and there are changes of opinions coming up in order to be able to stay on that political landscape.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostorfer. Over there.
My pleasure.